That completes our public hearing.
Wait, we got one more.
Oh, we have one more. Oh, I'm sorry, my goodness.
Killer out the door.
I'm trying to get you to the plane, Killer. I apologize to anyone to whom I might have just given a heart attack. So why don't we go ahead and do a change of zone number 1948, Grand at the Canal Point Maintenance Corporation.
They let McKenzie.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MRRPC, Medium Density Residential District, Residential Planned Community, to a MRRPC, Medium Density Residential District, Residential Planned Community, to amend the conditions of approval number 15 of change of zone number 1538, which is ordinance number 1700, and also CZ 1926, which is ordinance number 2786, in relation to piers, docks, boat ramps, and other water-related recreational activities for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 180.60 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Hebron Road, approximately 0.19 miles south of the intersection of Hebron Road and Holland Glade Road, which is Sussex County Rep 271. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 334, and also parcels 1,448 through 1,750.00 consecutively. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, a copy of a letter received from the applicant, a copy requesting the reconsideration of CZ number 1926. We also have a copy of CZ number 1538, a copy of comments that have been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of a notice of decision specifically for CZ 1926. I would note that we have received 67 letters in support, one letter in opposition, and 8 mail returns. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Mr. Willard, I beg your pardon.
Now it's going to start getting more interesting now. I try to bring some unique things to you, but
yeah.
You may all be having deja vu a little bit because you approved this not too long ago. And you said, Mr. Chairman, by the way, Tim Willard for the applicant here. They're over there, Melissa Donnelly and Kent Larson, Canal Point, that you can call your lawyer, maybe keep you out of trouble. Rather than get you out of trouble.
There you go.
So let's start there. My client actually appeared before you to get this dock approved or get the condition removed so they could do the dock. And you all issued recommended approval with a very sound condition. And then they got me because they were worried at council. And then they went to council where I appeared. And council approved it, but they didn't approve it like they're off to do. Well, we accept your recommendations. They added a condition, paragraph five, or F, I always say five when it's F, paragraph F, where they kind of virtually tried to construct this dock. And, you know, you all know Ed Lene, we got involved and we said this is not going to be approved based on the dimensions. So what we did, and this got Mr. Spence and his firm excited, and he's here tonight to oppose, and he's going to stand up here and say a lot of things that I don't think are going to make sense after I speak.
Regardless of intent.
Well, what was interesting is because of that paragraph five, you know, it's pretty clear from my experts and everybody that this, we're not going to go to the Corps of Engineer and the DENREC to ask for this because he said it won't be approved based on the dimensions. Why I said your recommendation was so sound is it basically said, excuse me one second, subject to the very first line was subject to the receipt of all applicable permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, DENREC, and any other agency having jurisdiction. They have jurisdiction over navigable waterways and DENREC. Mr. Chairman, you even said at your hearing that you know, they have access to this, the people, but it's just unsafe kind of the way they're doing it in the mud. So after the council's decision, I wrote a letter to reconsider. You know, I didn't really have a rule to hang my hat on, but sometimes, like, there's common law where things come up that, you know, you can get your foot in the door. But you know, Mr. Moore and I had a conversation, and this was not the proper way to go. So we reapplied. But we didn't reapply. The ordinance was already passed. There's a new ordinance, 2786, right? I think that's what it is. So the only way we could get back here was to reapply, or I got to stop saying that because you'll start buying into the reconsideration argument. We applied to amend the new ordinance, which was to get rid of paragraph F, and that's why we're here tonight. And I'm going to go through just generally maybe a little quicker the outline I did before, which justifies, I think, the change. But keep in mind, you already recommended approval of a dock for kayaks and canoes at this site. Council has recommended approval for a dock for just without motorboats. So that's kind of a done deal. Not necessarily a done deal, it's before you, but we're asking to amend the latest ordinance, which is the most recent one. So that's the procedural posture, if you would. And, you know, if there's any question about it, your official notice says it's to amend an ordinance. And, you know, I just received Mr. Spence's letter this morning. I looked at the file this morning. Who was there? You weren't out. I was there about 9:30 looking at it just to see what comes in. We usually do that if it's not in the packet. And I did note there were 67 letters, emails supporting this, which was good to see. But I didn't see anything from opposition. And then I caught later in the afternoon that they had submitted this letter. And I'll talk in more detail about that letter and what I said before. To review, you know, the subdivision that's there, they're single homes, it's Canal Point, you're probably familiar with it. Nothing in their HOE covenants forbid a dock. They actually went ahead and got approval previously and then realized there was this paragraph 15 which said they previously could not have docks. The HOA owns this parcel, which is called a park area there. And they actually had a vote of 163 in favor out of 180 people voting, which is 90% in favor of pursuing this. I had pointed out before that your comprehensive plan encourages, and we talked about this before in some other applications for boat storage and things like this, but it certainly encourages your latest comprehensive plans, which might not have been as clear on this today, encourages access and boating recreation, which I think supports another reason to amend this. But again, you've already recognized that. If and not to belabor that reason, that is the reason this should be approved, because again, I keep saying you've already approved it, but if you actually read the ordinance, which I think was included in your packet, and it's also included in Mr. Spence's letter, it indicates all the reasons why they believe this ordinance or this amendment to paragraph 15 should be added. And I don't think I need to repeat that because it's in the record. And once again, that's already been acknowledged. I think the important thing now is to turn to Mr. Spence's letter. First of all, he begins by trying to rely on what happened in when the subdivision was originally approved. Like, why was this, you know, this is the law, why should we change it now? Well, things have changed. At the time, that was just the developer. If you look at some of the minutes back there, you can see there was opposition. And when you have one developer that probably said, yeah, we won't build docks there, now you have 150 people that live there and want to recreate. And you can see that condition has certainly changed. You have actually people living there. They point to Rule 15, and I don't know if your attorneys looked at this. I think it's Rule 15.5 that says, you know, when they say they're only extraordinary cases where you can reconsider. First of all, we don't believe this is a reconsideration. We're asking to amend the ordinance. But that argument's even misplaced, because that's just the section of the rules for Planning Commission where somebody doesn't show up, and then they have to do all the special conditions. He also points to the statute which references reconsideration. It's 115.216D, and where you can't reconsider until 1 year has passed if it's not substantially the changed. That's when an application has been denied, right? I mean, that's the whole purpose of it. You can't keep shopping. You know, so we're coming at a new animal, so to speak, the new ordinance. So legally, it doesn't make sense. It's interesting also at the second to last paragraph of Mr. Spence's letter, where they say they would be okay with the dimensions of the dock designed by Robert Whitford of Precision Marine, because it was one previous design. What came up during this last process, or since my clients have gone through more planning in this, there's a little sliver of land that comes out towards the public area, so they realized they had to move that the dock a little north with they designed it, if they first of all get approval from you to be able to do a dock. They quite frankly already have that approval, but the dimensions won't work as the council has required. But I don't know if Mr. Spence knows that, so that's why he's saying, because this came up, I think, with whether it was him or Mr. Pardee, that, well, as designed, it wouldn't fit there. So they're kind of saying, yeah, go ahead and do that one. You know, we know that one won't work. I don't know if they're that calculating, but is that second to last paragraph in there, that's not what we would pursue. And you know, after all, if you do allow us to build a dock there without motorized, without dictating the structure of it, the Corps of Engineers and DENRAC will have to design it, and we'll have to come back to you for final site plan. Just as the county or planning commission are not going to design an entrance to a subdivision, you're not going to try to design a dock on navigable waterway, which where the Corps and DENRAC has jurisdiction. So what I've prepared are just options for dealing with getting rid of paragraph F. And one option I have is just delete paragraph 15, I'm sorry, of the ordinance, because that's what it is now, and just re-recommending what you did before, which is subject to the receipt of all applicable permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, DENREC, and any other agency having jurisdiction, this RPC shall be permitted to have only one dock for the use of residents. This dock shall only be utilized for kayaks. It goes on for a few more sentences, but it's pretty concise, and we get it done. Another option is to delete paragraph 15 in its entirety. I don't think that necessarily was intent before, and might open it up to motorized vehicle. And finally, you could just delete paragraph 15F, which is just that small section of the council. That is a recommend deletion of paragraph F, which is just that small paragraph which dictates this, how it would be constructed. So those are, I think, options to that my client is looking for as they amend this ordinance. I'll hand them out to your counsel if that's okay.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks. Let me just check my notes one more time, if I may. When we applied for this, we included some previous, you know, we tried to include the record, and the record included our letter of reconsideration, and Mr. Lanay had put together a draft of tracked conditions. The ones I submitted are options that are similar. there's one part of Mr. Spence's letter where he talks about electricity or things like that. My client has no opposition or no problem with any of the other conditions that the council imposed in their latest ordinance. We're just before you today to ask you to consider changing their paragraph F so that they can proceed for regulatory approval. And I don't know if you have any questions for me or...
Well, let's find out. We'll check with Mr. Mears. Mr. Mears, any questions at this point?
No, sir.
Okay.
I have none. Thank you.
Ms. Hoy Stevenson, anything at this point?
Just, well, you will have to have electric go down there if you're going to have a gate with a fob pass, correct?
Yes, and I think, excuse me one moment, Ms. Hohe, let me check something here.
What's your F on this?
On the, you were handed the options we just gave you?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's paragraph E on if you deleted paragraph F, then the conditions E would be, it said no bathrooms, running water, electricity, lighting, or parking. In Mr. Lanay's letter to the council, he had deleted that, I believe, because of the very reason you're asking. In our option we put to you, we decided just not to try to upset any of the other council's conditions. If that's one you want to recommend changed, we certainly wouldn't oppose it. I don't know if there are other ways to run electricity. The fob would be up on the street, maybe not technically in the park. But that's something that was objectionable to us, but we didn't ask for it today, because we're just really concerned about them trying to dictate the construction of the dock.
So, not sure I totally got all that. Are we saying that we don't want lights down there, or are we saying it'd be intrusive to the environment if we had a conduit run down there? What are we saying?
It's funny you're both keying on that, because it was sort of a something that we thought, well, we're not going to necessarily challenge it, but certainly we would like some low lighting down there for security reasons and electricity. You know, could we do it with solar without electricity?
Or just drill it. Just drill it underground.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get the conduit out there without affecting the environment.
Yeah. So that wasn't a condition of council we thought was unreasonable, but we didn't want to die on that hill, so to speak.
I would think from a safety standpoint, it would be good to have lights.
Well, I think the issue isn't so much about lights as about how you're going to activate them, how you're going to energize them. You know, you could do solar, you could do battery pack, you could run. I don't think it matters. I don't think there's a problem running a conduit out there for lighting. I mean, it's just not going to be that obtrusive. I don't know why. I mean, I have a lot of questions. Unfortunately, most of them are for county council that start with, what were you thinking?
Exactly.
You know, but they're not the subject of the hearing, and we've got a process to go through, so
I didn't know, but do we need to include that in I guess, well, we're not making a motion now anyway.
Yeah. We
need to hear from
the
opposition as well.
Too, yeah, but if I may, Mr. Chairman, and sure. Mr. Hopkins, I mean, on the light issue, yeah, I think what I hear you all saying makes a lot of sense. That is to have some lighting there, and you're pretty good at having conditions where they're directed so they don't direct out and things like that, if that's what residents...
I mean, even the water, do you need to, when you get done, do you need to, like hose the mud off of the kayak before you start dragging it back up the trail, or not?
No.
Not really?
Okay. No. No problem. You pick it up. Carried over
head. I think the real issue is perhaps some lighting for safety purposes, and you know, you do have the ability to be very specific about that. You can require that it not be more than 4 feet off the ground or whatever. I mean, you can keep it, because I get that there might be some concern from the folks across the canal that and I get that concern, so that would be something to be very careful about.
Yeah, we don't want lightings like they have, so
Okay.
No more questions.
Okay, we're gonna, counsel, anything?
No.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Okay. All right, so.
Thank you.
We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application, okay? And as is our standard protocol, we're gonna start with those who are in favor. So is there anyone here in favor of change of zone number 1948? Okay, is there anyone here in opposition? I think there might be one.
I don't think the opposition testimony's been teed up quite the way yours has before at one of these hearings. That was certainly interesting.
Well, good evening. First of all, thank you for all of your collective patience in hearing so many things from my law firm this evening. Even though I've probably only spoken one sentence so far, and I did that wrong to begin with. But I'm Stephen Spence. I am of counsel to Bearman Dallas Rockstedt. I happen to be the oldest employee of the law firm.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I made it this far.
Speaks the alternative.
This is kind of comical, but tomorrow, having nothing to do with this application, is my 40th anniversary as a member of the Bar of the State of Delaware, so.
Well, congratulations.
I made it this far. Hopefully I'll make it a little while longer.
Are you like the realtor? Your dues are free now after 40 years?
No, I tried that. It didn't work. I don't know what to say. You want me to pay more even.
Makes you feel any better. I'll have to be 96 when that happens.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
So I don't think I'm gonna make it.
I've tried a couple of those sorts of things, and I've gotten nowhere with any of it, so. Oh, well, that's the way. But being a member of the bar has had its own rewards for all these years, and.
There you go.
And I can't complain. It's something I'll raise my family in Sussex County, and I have a son who's a lawyer who dares not walk into this pavilion very often. He likes to litigate. He likes to over across the street. But thank you for letting me speak for a few minutes. As you know, probably if you remember, I did not appear before you for the prior disputes over this original application. That was handled in the first instance by me, and John Pardee also appeared, I believe, at the county council. And today, Mr. Pardee is at a county council, or a Kent County land use hearing, which he couldn't change. So he apologized for not being here. I'm sure he'd be a little bit more knowledgeable and a little bit more vocal than I might be about all of this. We did submit a letter today. It doesn't matter to you that we had probably had five or six different drafts of it before we finally decided on sending one. And the question became whether to stick solely with the procedural issues that we've raised, where an applicant comes in, makes an application to change the zoning, in this case to remove a condition, based upon a dock that it had gotten approved but couldn't build because it didn't come to the county first for that changing condition. It then sought to get approval to be able to do, and it put it into its original packet, the dock that it wanted to build because it showed those exhibits as to what it had gotten a permit from the Corps of Engineers and from DENRAC. And the battle lines were drawn over both whether there should be any boating there because of the previous condition from 2004, and ultimately if there was going to be boating there, that it be unmotorized, that it be the dock be for the purpose of the unmotorized uses such as canoes, kayaks, etc., I suppose a paddleboard in theory. And the dock that was proposed was argued to be throughout the process, certainly before council, county council, as being much larger than needed. It wasn't required to build a dock of the size, shape, and intrusion into the canal that was proposed. And so at the end of the day, when the county council adopted the ordinance, which is the subject of this now application, it imposed some conditions about the size and shape of the canal, dock. And now we have an applicant, so they came in asking for essentially a deletion of a condition, and they didn't get that. They got some changes to the condition, which were not the ones they asked for. So the debate that's been going on between council and part with Mr. Willard and part with county council's, not Mr. Robertson, but county council's attorney, is what type of application is this? And I realize that I'm not going to ask you to sit here and think too much about that. I'll let the lawyers worry about that, except to say that it is our view that their application wasn't really granted. They got a modification to a condition after applying to delete it altogether. And they didn't like what they got, and then they realized what ultimately the county council approved, they weren't sure they could build, but by the way, you don't have any evidence in this record suggesting that they actually applied to the Corps or to Danrec with an application based upon the conditions and were denied and told in writing by one of those agencies what is it that had to change. So they come before you now, I think, not liking the result that county council reached. Ed Lene, my respect, has written a letter, although I confess I've now read his letter at least five times. And I confess that I'm not an expert in this area, so I get that. But I can't understand what he's doing except to say that he wants to build the dock that he designed before, which is not what he was permitted to do by county council. So I don't know. I think they're asking you to reconsider something within a year after the process was occurred and was finalized, and they don't like the result. And so to me, it's simple. It should just be, you can't do that in the first year. Go to Danrec, go to Corps, give them a design that's compliant with that, have them tell you what's wrong with it, if there is something wrong with it. I don't know if there is or isn't, but Ed thinks there is, but Ed Lene, that is. And then come back if you have to, and you got plenty of time. You can do that next June or July, whenever the date was, that I think it was June 29th. And off we go with this process. Now, when I said we had looked at five or six drafts of this letter before we sent it over, we asked an independent party to try to design something that that complied with that exhibit. And he did not go to Danrec or to Corps because we didn't hire him to do that. Because we think that was, first of all, I don't think we had a standing to do that. But we did ask him to give his best effort to figure it out. And about the only thing that he came up with that would be difficult to do based upon the size of the dock he designed was the distance from the landward side out into the canal he had difficulty without any more statistical information that we made available to him determining whether the length of the dock as conditioned by the county council would be long enough to get out into the water to provide the depth necessary at low tide to launch launch a kayak or a canoe. And he wasn't sure. He said, I'll design one that I'm sure does, but I can't tell you for sure whether what is in condition will work or not. So if that's helpful to why we submitted what we did and as late as we did, we're trying to get somebody else to offer a view of what happened. So with that said, the concept of a FOB is kind of, I don't know what that is, except to say that we didn't want persons other than who were members of the community to be able to use this facility. So we wanted it somehow to be secure, so that somebody just doesn't pull up at 11 o'clock at night and decide they want to go on a joyride out in the canal with a kayak or whatever. Right. And so we wanted it secure. To the extent that ultimately needs electricity, maybe, I don't know if it does or doesn't, that was an issue that really wasn't brought up, I don't think, except by Ed, although I apologize, Mr. Rowland, because there's a document in your file, this reconsideration conditions tract. And I apologize, I don't know I know it came from the applicant, but I don't know who submitted it.
Okay.
And it is the first time you see the cross out for, you know, the no electricity being crossed down. But I apologize, I just don't know whether that's Mr. Lene's or yours, or I just don't know what the source of it is. But again, I don't know that you can't design a system that doesn't need electric brought in. I don't think it's a big deal. I know we don't want overhead lighting. I know we don't want lighting at 11 o'clock at night. I know we don't want night use after dark on a regular basis. That makes no sense from a safety or otherwise standpoint. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're right back to where we were, which is the council, county council, excuse me, imposed conditions. The applicant didn't like them, didn't apply for permits, and now came back. So we opposed this procedural process first. And then secondarily, we think they should be charged with either waiting or going out and getting some evidence as to what works and doesn't work. And frankly, as you often know, it's a process. Between now and the final county council public hearing and ultimate decision process, and helpful toward yours, I'll come back to it in a minute, the parties ought to be discussing with each other what dock can actually get built out there and see if we can resolve it. What we don't want is the size dock that they applied for. It's too big, it's way beyond what's needed for the proposed limitations, and we are steadfast about that. As to how we get to something that they can build, so be it. And the one other thing I had, if I might go to the map or the drawing for just a moment. It's hard to tell from here. My viewpoint, having driven out there and taken pictures before, is this is some kind of a sewer pump, or this parcel is a utility parcel. And then out to here, there's that concrete path. I don't know if you remember this from before. It goes out and stops eventually somewhere here. And if you shrink the map, just there you go. What we've learned, I didn't know this at the time, and I'm not sure anybody really knew it very well, and I realized that the tax map system is well designed, but not something you can rely on as an engineer or surveyor.
Not a survey, that's right.
I make no bones about that. But it turns out that approximately where they wanted to put this dock appears to be, and we're still having survey work done on it, over see this sliver? That's another parcel from Canal Corcoran. That it comes all the way over here, oddly enough. I don't know why, but it does. And this area where they originally proposed building it, we may cross that other person's property. And that was what I think Mr. Wheeler might be talking about as to the fact you might have to move it, as well as some design issues. But with all that said, that has to get resolved as well. It's not for you. It's not something you have to worry about. But it is one of the problems with how do we get to the bottom of this.
Right.
Therefore, the site on-site design question that I think Mr. Wheeler did mention, which is got some issues with it, because it's a pretty tiny sliver. Where you see the trees is the extent you can call any of that uplands. It's not submerged wetlands there, let's just put it that way. But just to the right of that is the wetlands. And so you start to run out of room at some point as to what you can actually fit into that area. And I'm not sure a whole lot of thought went into that in the original application process.
Right.
So with that said, our view is, our view is that this Planning and Zoning Commission, quite frankly, ought to either express no position or recommend against any change, quite frankly, to throw it back into the hands of council. They're the ones who added the additional conditions. I don't know that you need to get too involved in it, except to say, except on a procedural basis, if you think it's just inappropriate in terms of the process that was used, you can express an opinion about that, I suppose. But we are of the view that the battle lines that were drawn before were size, volume of use, not and timing of use, and we had some success with that. And now that they aren't happy with the fact that they can't build, or they don't think they can build what they were allowed to build, that it's, I don't know whose fault it is, it's not yours, I don't think it's ours, but I think they should go through that design phase first before they should be asking for your relief. So if you have any other questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
I don't think so. I think we're good.
All right. Anyone? And thank you for your patience.
Indeed.
I know it's a long night.
Indeed. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Okay. Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 1948, the Grand Canal Point Maintenance Corporation?
Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-STALL. At this time, there is no one on the line who would like to speak.
All right, well, thank you. Commissioners, any further questions?
Thank you.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. You may wish to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.